the time to prepare for Ian. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A state of emergency is in effect in all of Florida as officials track the path of Tropical Storm Ian.
This is about to go over where we've got kind of the biggest heat content anywhere in the Atlantic Basin. Water temperatures that are really warm, really deep, and that's the fuel that these storms will really explode with. And because the storm is about to go over that, the Hurricane Center is forecasting rapid intensification.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the storm could hit by midweek. It's unclear exactly where. Before it arrives, many residents are rushing the stores.
As I was getting water, I literally grabbed the last two cases.
It's really busy. I haven't seen it that bad, ever.
It's a bunch of water, toilet paper, paper towels.
Those shoppers in Miami. What was Hurricane Fiona did some serious damage in eastern Canada.
People have seen their homes washed away, seen the winds rip schools, roofs off.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pledging to be there for impacted residents. The military has been mobilized to help clean up. There have been no reports of deaths or serious injuries. Crowded shelters have New York City officials scrambling to house migrants that arrive by bus just about every day.
A Bronx parking lot will soon be the city's first migrant tent facility. It will be big enough for 1,000 migrants. And the mayor's office says they've received 13,600 migrants so far from Texas.
Fox's Nate Foy. Moments from now, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to travel to Asia. She'll visit Japan and South Korea. Last night, North Korea fired off a short-range ballistic missile. The weapons test happened as a U.S. aircraft carrier takes part in joint military exercises with South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Russia had no choice but to take military action in Ukraine. That argument from Russia's foreign minister, who made his case at a meeting of the UN General Assembly. This as Russia holds referenda in occupied regions of Ukraine. Moscow is hoping to annex the territory.
A lot of battlefield losses for the Russians in recent weeks, and it's part of the reason right now voting is underway in occupied areas of eastern and southern Ukraine. Russian forces trying to claim any victory they can in this ongoing conflict.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The U.S. and Ukraine, who also spoke before the U.N., described Russia as an aggressor that must be stopped. Supply is outpacing demand when it comes to the new COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC says about 5 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the shot, and they're hoping interest picks up as the weather gets cooler and the holidays approach. The new vaccine, made by both Pfizer and Moderna, targets the original strain of the virus plus the Omicron variant. The federal government has ordered more than 171 million doses. Police officers in New York City who lost their job after refusing to get vaccinated have come out on the winning side of a lawsuit.
A New York City mandate saying members of the NYPD have to get a COVID-19 shot is invalid. That the opinion of New York State Supreme Court Justice Lyle Frank, who also said that any department member terminated or put on leave without pay because of that mandate must be reinstated. The city telling Fox 5 New York that the ruling is at odds with other decisions and is planning an appeal. Frank, in his decision, saying that the unilateral imposition of a condition of employment is not something the department or Mayor Eric Adams can do without collective bargaining.
Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.